C.W. Parker moved from Illinois to Kansas, and his first career was hand-digging wells. However, he began to take note of what people did to relax or perhaps have a little fun with friends and family. That notion led him to leave well digging and build a company building something you know today. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jerry Reinhardt shares the story of a man named C.W. Parker.
He was born in Illinois on a farm about 20 miles north of St. Louis. But when he was about 5 years old, his father picked up the whole family, loaded them in a wagon, and went across the state of Missouri.
And then settled near Abilene, Kansas. C.W. went to school through the eighth grade and then began digging wells at the age of 15 as his occupation. He later began operating a carnival type of shooting gallery and high striker, the game where you use a mallet to see if you can propel a chip to strike a bell on top of a tall pole.
The cowboys that came to Abilene driving up the old Chisholm Trail was his customers primarily, and the shooting gallery and the high striker was something that they could show off their muscle, how good they could shoot.
One day, an old carousel came to town, and C.W.'s daughter wanted to ride it. That ride was an inspiration.
That device was a money-making device, and he went out and found one and bought it, and then he looked at it, and he used to begin, I can build a better mousetrap, and he made his first own carousel right there in Abilene.
C.W. began a growing business selling carousels. By 1910, he left Abilene for Leavenworth, Kansas, where he could find more room to expand and gain one more advantage he needed.
He was trying to get bigger. And the other real problem they had in Abilene is they had one railroad that came through town, and that was the only transportation out of Abilene. By that time, he was starting to ship all over the world.
There were other manufacturers, but C.W. Parker helped the city of Leavenworth become the place to purchase a carousel. Their story was just beginning, and our story will continue next time as we travel the countryside. Leavenworth, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.